الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأمواتا وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا ويل يومئذ للمكذبين صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked us three questions in the surah. The first was, أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُمَّ نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. That did we not destroy the earlier generations, the earlier people, then we followed them with the latter generations, and that will refer specifically to the ummah of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought us in place of other nations of the past. The second question that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked us, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. That Allah, is it not Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that created us from a worthless drop of water? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala placed us in the womb of our mothers for a fixed time. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had proportioned and measured us with such measurement that was 100%. And there was never a fault in the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Going on to the third question, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. That did we not make the earth kifatan? Kifatan, something that gathers things together. This earth is such that it gathers ahya'an wa amwata, those who are alive and those who are dead. This is one of the qudrats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that is seldom or never spoken about. And here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this earth, and on this earth Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created insan. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created us also in such a magnanimous way that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from this earth, and from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa, and from there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spread mankind on this earth. The living walks on this earth, and then amwata, the dead, is buried into this earth, and this earth now becomes a container of those who are living, and it becomes a container of those who are dead. So kifata, it gathers both the living and the dead. Can man not realize this great kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that from that very earth that man was created, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala places man back into this earth. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows two extremes. One is life on this earth and one is death on this earth. Then is that not some kind of sign, some kind of token for those that have denied the coming of the day of Qiyamah to see this great kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? It will be from there then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will resurrect, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will bring man back to life, and man will stand in the courts of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The next qudrat, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتِ. And we had made in this earth رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتِ, mountains that are towering, mountains that are high. Now these mountains are not just there for no reason, but one of the reasons that has been explained is that it gives stability to this earth, that this earth revolves around its axis, and it revolves to such a degree that there is no shudder, there is no shaking of this earth. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had proportioned the weight of this earth also in such a proportion, like how Allah Ta'ala created man, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had proportioned this earth. The proportion of this earth, insofar as its land and its water is concerned, has been fine-tuned and measured by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with such accuracy that boggles the human mind. The movement of this earth in its revolving, that also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has fine-tuned it, not so slow that things will burn. in the heat of the sun, not so fast that things will begin to freeze and it will not become in his liquid form. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the next part of the ayah, وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا. And then we gave you, O insan, such water that is furat, water that is quenching of your thirst, water that is sweet and palatable. Now, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? One is from the mountains, the waters flow down from the snow that accumulates there. If from the earth in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gushed out these springs and fountains. And then one is the hardness of the mountain, one is the liquidity and the viscosity of the water, and then that water comes from the softness of the clouds. Now can man not see this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different in its temperament, different in its nature, different in its feeling? Can man not appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life and Allah ta'ala gives death, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings man back to life again? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Wail, destruction upon those who are mukaddibin, the al-mukaddibin, those who deny the day of Qiyamah. They deny these tokens and these signs of Allah. They deny coming back to life and standing in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact arouses our sense of thinking, that we need to think and apply our minds, looking at this greatness of Allah, this qudrat and power of Allah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely bring us back to life. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.